this morning.
弟兄姊妹，今天早晨能够和大家聚在一起是何等美好。
You know, sometimes we can find the Lord's blessing in even the most challenging of times.
很多的时候，在困难的时候，我们都能够更多的感受到神的恩典和同在。
But even small little blessings.
虽然是一些小小的恩典。
Right now, if we were gathering in West Office all together, there'd be a lot of wet children and wet people running from their cars trying to get to the meeting place.
今天早晨，如果大家都在这边西区教会会所聚集的话，那我们就会看到很多的弟兄姊妹和他们的孩子都被雨打湿了。
So may we be thankful that many of us are home and comfortable and enjoying a time with family and listening to what the Lord has to speak this morning.
所以今天早晨感谢主，我们可以在家里很舒服的和家人一起聚集，来听神给我们的话语。
And I appreciated Caleb's word regarding Samuel not having a choice but to surrender all.
我们也很感谢Caleb 弟兄刚刚跟我们交通到撒母耳他虽然没有一个选择，但是他甘心乐意的奉献所有。
Maybe this morning the Lord is saying to us, you really have no choice. Surrender and follow me.
所以也许今天早晨主要对我们说，你真的是没有一个选择，所以你需要全奉献所有。
So may we have a captive heart, a captured heart.
所以我们愿意的心被主抓住。
I'd like to begin by reading some familiar verses.
愿意和大家一起借着一些熟悉的经文来开始。
One is a very short verse from John 1, verse 42.
约翰福音一章四十二节。
John chapter 1, verse 42. Now chapter 1 is full of many deep thoughts regarding the Lord Jesus coming and he is the Word.
那在约翰福音一章里面当然就说到很多的事，就是说到道和神和主。
It's a very lofty thought there in John 1.
那这里面是一个很伟大的思想。
But in verse 42, we see where the Lord brings his lofty thought down to man.
但是这边四十二节里面我们可以看到主把他这个伟大的思想带到了这个地上。
And it says in John 1:42, and Andrew brought him, his brother Simon, to Jesus. And Jesus looked at him and said, you are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas, which is translated Peter.
这边说到安德烈带他的哥哥西门去见主，于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门。你要称为基法，基法翻出来就是彼得。
And I'd like to turn to Luke chapter 5.
那然后跟大家一起翻到路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5, and here we see a little later story where Simon again meets the Lord.
这边我们可以看到又一个故事是说到西门被主摸着。
And I'll read the first 11 verses.
我们要读第一到第十一节。
Now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around him and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little away from the land.And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let your nets down for a catch. And Simon answered and said, Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But I will do as you say and let down the nets.And when they had done this, they were enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats, so that the boats began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, Go away from me, my Lord, I am a sinful man.For amazement has seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also there was James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear, for now on you will be catching men." When they had brought in their boats to land, they left everything and followed him.
耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，在船上叫训众人。讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么。”但一从你的话，我就下网。他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，往险些裂开，便招呼那些船上的同伴来帮助。他们就来了，把船装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前，说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。他的伙伴西比带的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
And then if you turn to Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And I'd like to look at these verses as a summary of Simon's experience.
那我们要在这里看，好像是西门的他的经历的一个总结。
Matthew 11:28, and this is Jesus speaking. "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。Shall
we have a word of prayer?
让我们有一些祷告。Dear
Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the word that you have spoken to your people.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你向着你的子民所说的话。We
are thankful for the word of God.
感谢你为着神的话语。And
Lord, we see in your word that you are calling to your people.
我们看到你的话语，你来招呼你的子民。You
are beckoning for us to follow you.
你愿意我们来跟随你。And
Lord, we pray that this morning we would humble ourselves and listen to your call.
今天早晨，我们可以谦卑我们自己来回应你的恩召。That
we would answer your faithful call to your people.
来回应你信实的呼召。And
that we would truly be willing to surrender all.
我们愿意全所有奉献。We
give this time to you.
我们把下面时间仰望交托给你。We
ask that you would clear our minds of any distractions.
求你清除我们脑子里所有一切的搅扰。That
we would take our eyes off of ourselves and our circumstances.
我们可以让我们的眼睛离开我们自己和我们的环境。And
have eyes for only you. Lord, we ask that you would bless the speaking and the translation for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'd like to begin this morning with a brief review again of a few things that I've shared since last year.
那我愿意今天早晨开始的时候和大家回顾一下过去一年当中我和众弟兄姊妹所交通的。Last
year in August of 2019, I shared a word from the book of Malachi.
那去年8月份的时候,我和大家交通到马拉基书里面的一些话语。And
we see in this book of Malachi that God's people, the Levites, the chosen ones, the overcomers, had lost their first love for Jehovah.
那在那里我们看到，甚至那些利未人，他们是圣洁的，被呼召、被选择的，他们也失去了向着耶和华起初的爱。These
were the families that had originally left captivity, had thought in their heart they were surrendering all, and had returned to Jerusalem and the worship of Jehovah.
那所以这些人他们和他们家人当初离开贝鲁的光景来到迦南地，他们觉得他们和他们的家人要全心来侍奉神。
But we see in the busyness of their lives, the confusion of the history of the time, they lost their first love.
所以看着因着他们外面的忙碌和地上的光景，他们失去了向神起初的爱。
And we see that as a result, the Lord was silent for 400 years.
所以看到因着这样的结果，神就沉默了400年。
And we shared earlier this year that fortunately there were many who, or several, a handful, who had surrendered all and prayed for a voice to return, that the Lord would again call to his people.
但是我们看到幸运的是有几个他们为着神的呼召全所有奉献将求神的话语又回到了地上。
We see several had stood in the gap and had prayed, Lord, come, speak to your people.
所以他们站在那破口里面向主祷告说，主，求你向你的子民说话。
And praise the Lord, we see that prayer was answered in the vessel of John the Baptist.
所以我们看到这样的一个祷告借着施洗约翰就得到了响应。
He was the mere introduction to answered prayer.
他只不过是这个受到神回应的祷告的一个开始。
And every great story has an epic line to begin their story.
那所有的一个故事都有一个史诗般的开始。
And John the Baptist's epic line was, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那在约翰施洗约翰这个史诗的开始的时候，就是说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Well, brothers and sisters, this morning I'd like to say that and experience this thought that the year 2020 is quite the epic.
今天早晨，弟兄姊妹们，我要这样说：今年2020年是史诗般的一年。
And many people would describe this epic as a tragedy.
那很多人都会把这个史诗做成是一个描述成一个灾难。
Well, here we are in 2020, in the month of December.
今天我们已经到了2020年的12月。
And I'd like for each one of us in our hearts to ask, was this a epic story this year, a tragedy?
那我愿意每一个人都在心里面寻求，今年是这样史诗般的一年，是灾难性的一年吗？
Or is it a heroic epic?
那还是真的是一个英雄般的史诗。
So I want to begin now by saying something a little different than what you've probably heard in the news or at home or even amongst ourselves.
那也许我下面要说的和你在新闻、在家里和朋友们所说的都不一样。
2020 has been a great year.
2020年是一个很伟大的一年。
What a blessing.
这是何等的一个祝福。
Now many of you might be saying, what?
那也许你们要说什么？
You can't be serious.
你是认真的吗？
Now I don't want to make light of it.
那我不是说要来开玩笑。
And I speak as a fool.
我也不是好像装傻。
I can speak from my heart and saying this has been one of my most difficult years of education in the last 25.
那我在教育界过去25年当中，今年是最最困难的一年。
Watching what this country has gone through for the last year, historically, it's going to be one of the years that is spoken of for a very long time.
那从国家的历史来说，过去一年也是历史以后的历史会讲的很多的一次。
So how can I stand before you and say this has been a great year?
那我怎么可能站在这里向你说今年是伟大的一年？
Well, this is why I think it's a great year.
这是我为什么想这今年是伟大的。
Last year, 2019, I heard many brothers and sisters taking up this call for revival.
那去年我听到很多的弟兄姊妹，他们向着恢复神福音的呼召有回应。
Here in Houston or throughout the many churches and gatherings throughout the United States, there was this desire that the Lord would speak, that the Lord would come forth and reveal himself.
那不管是在 Houston 还是在外地， 在所有的聚会当中都有这样一个愿望，就是主来到我们中间向我们说话。
And the Lord is speaking.
那主已经说话。
He's answered that prayer.
他已经回应了那个祷告。
Now, the Lord doesn't always answer the prayer the way we want him to.
当然神回应我们的祷告并不是按照我们所想所求的。
I think when we ask the Lord to speak and to reveal himself, we wanted to see prosperity.
那当我们向主祷告的时候，我们愿意看到富足。
We wanted to see many quote unquote good things happening.
我们愿意看到所谓的好事发生。
But just as the Lord often works, he speaks to us in a very quiet way.
但是就像往往发生的，主用一个很安静的方式向我们说话。
In the midst of a pandemic, he's whispering.
在过去一年在疫情当中，主向我们这样说话。
In the midst of social turmoil, the Lord is whispering to us.
在社会的不安定当中，神向我们说话。
In the utter chaos that we find in our home life, the Lord is whispering.
在我们家里的光景当中，主也轻轻地向我们说话。
And what is he saying?
他说的是什么呢？
He's saying, repent, for my return is near.
因为他说，你们应当悔改，人子近了。
Repent, for my return is near.
你们应当悔改，因为我就要回来了。
And this is why 2020 is such a great year.
这是为什么2020年是伟大的一年。
I don't know about you, but I wake up every morning with no answers.
因为我不知道你是怎么样，我每天早晨醒来的时候都觉得没有答案。
When I wake up at 5 a.m. every morning, I look at my phone and wonder, will we have school today or will we not have school today?
那每天早晨五点钟我醒来的时候，我都要想今天我们会上学吗还是不上学。
Will there be riots in the streets or will there not be riots in the streets?
街上会有暴乱吗还是没有。
Will the saints be able to gather or will the saints not be able to gather?
圣徒们能聚会吗还是不能。
We are at the complete mercy of the Lord.
我们完全是应着主的恩典。
And that is a blessed place to be.
这是受祝福的一个地方。
The answer, the questions that used to be asked of me at work, I could answer them within seconds.
那过去当我在工作当中，人家所问我的问题，我可以很快的回答。
And now I have no answers.
那现在我没有答案了。
People planning weddings, we don't know if there will be a wedding or not a wedding.
那当人们来计划他们婚礼的时候，我们都不知道是不是会有这样一个婚礼。
Funerals, will there be 100 people or only 5 people?
那葬礼是会有100个人还是只有5个人？
Will I be able to go to work? Will my children be able to stream their classes? Will they even get an education this year?
那我会去上班吗？孩子会上学吗？他们今年还能受教育吗？
I want to correct maybe even something I said. The Lord's not whispering. It's right in our face.He wants us to repent and return to him so that he might return.
那所以其实我愿意更正一下，其实主不是轻轻地向我们说话，因为他的话语是十分的明显，他愿意我们回到他的话语的里面。
I hope we have all heard this.
我希望我们大家都听见了。
I hope we can all take a moment today and recognize that the Lord is undoing us so that we might come back and submit ourselves and humble ourselves before him.
所以我希望大家都能够认识到主来重新制作我们，让我们可以来到主的面前，重新谦卑我们，悔改，来。
Our master is calling us.
我们的主在招呼我们。
The question is, are we going to answer that call?
问题在，我们会向着我们的主的呼召有回应吗？
Well, and in continuation of the story that I've been sharing, I'd like to look at one who responded to the master's call.
那我愿意借着这样一个故事来告诉你这一位，他向着主的呼召是有回应的。
And it's a familiar story.
这是一个熟悉的故事。
One that we've actually heard just recently.
就是我们刚刚才听见的。
But I pray that the Lord might have even some more and fresh thoughts for us to ponder this morning.
但是愿意主让我们有新鲜的看见。
And that's the story of Simon Bar-Jonah.
那是西门巴约拿的故事。
And we're going to use the word Simon throughout my sharing this morning. But if it's confusing, we remember that verse where Jesus names Simon Peter as well.
那我愿意现在来说的时候用西门，但是我们看到主也叫他要称为基法彼得。
So we yield to the Lord this morning and ask that he would show us how we too can answer just as Simon did.
那求主今天早晨让我们看见我们可以如何像西门一样来向主有回应。
And I'd like to start with Simon's name itself, the word Simon.
那我愿意从西门的名字开始。
Now, Simon is one of the most common names in, it's one of the most common Jewish names.
所以我们看到西门是一个很普通的犹太名字。
I don't know about in Chinese, but, you know, if someone was to come up and introduce themselves as a John Smith, that's a very common name in English.
那在英文当中约翰史密斯是一个很常见的名字。
In Judaism, in the Jewish culture, if someone was named Simon, there would be a lot of head nodding. People would know, yes, that's a very common name.
所以在犹太教的当中，如果有一个人叫西门的话，那很多人都会点头，因为这是一个很常见的名字。
And it's done that way, it's a common name for good reason.
这名字之所以普通，是因为有这样一个原因。
It simply means to hear.
因为西门的意思就是听见。
And every good Jewish mom and dad wanted children that would hear God.
因为每一个犹太的父亲或者母亲都愿意他们的孩子能够听见。
And every good Jewish mom and dad would want God to hear their children.
每一个犹太的父和父亲或者母亲也愿意神可以听见他们的儿子。
And so the history of the Jewish people were a bunch of hearers living on this earth.
所以犹太教的历史好像就是很多的人住在地上，他们来听神的话语。
But unfortunately, we see in the history of the Jewish people that many of them failed in their calling.
但是我们看到很多的犹太人，他们其实在听神的呼召这件事上是失败的。
And we see over and over in the Old Testament that people did not hear God.
在旧约当中，我们看一次又一次的看到他们在地上不能够听见神。
We see in the Psalms, David is often saying, "Lord, hear the cry of your people."
大卫在诗篇当中多次说到神啊求你垂听你的子民。
But because of the hardening of their hearts or because of circumstances, they did not hear.
但是因着他们心里刚硬因着他们外面的环境他们听不见。
Now, before we pick on the Jewish people of the Old Testament, let's look at many Christians today.
那当在我们说这些旧约当中的犹太人以前，我们来看一些今天的基督徒。
I'd like to confess this morning that often I find myself not hearing and not listening to the words of the Lord.
所以我愿意承认说，今天早晨很多的时候，我自己也不能够听见神的话语。
The cacophony of life, the busyness of life, keeps us from hearing that still small voice.
所以因着生活当中的忙碌和噪音我们听不见神的那个声音。
Religiosity and familiarity often causes us to not hear from the Lord.
很多的时候所谓的宗教或者家庭让我们听不见神的话。
I think I can share a brief example that all of us are familiar with.
那我要和大家交通到一个很熟悉的事情。
Maybe you have children, maybe you have parents, maybe you have a friend that likes to talk a lot.
也许你有一个孩子、父母、朋友，他们很喜欢说话。
And as they're talking, it's easy to use the word we tune them out.
那很多的时候，我们好像就把他们放在我们听得见的频率之外。
Well, often religiosity are what we think of as being Christians. We have all the words of Christianity, But we don't really hear what the Lord is saying. We don't focus. We think we're listening, but we're not.
那很多的时候因为宗教的关系，我们觉得我们好像是基督徒，我们听神的话语，但是很多的时候我们其实听而没有听见。
Hearing is an active thing.
那听见是一个很主动的一件事情。
I'd like to share a brief story of a young person that I spoke to just recently.
我愿意来跟大家分享到一个年轻人，我刚刚前面跟他有过一些交通。
This young person was with a group of friends.
他是和一些朋友在一起。
And they decided that they were going to watch a movie.
他们要一起去看一个电影。
And the particular genre, the type of movie that was picked, was a very scary movie, one that you would call a horror movie.
他们所要看的是一个所谓的恐怖片。
Well, this young person was put in a position, he didn't really want to listen and watch this movie.
那这个年轻人他真的是不愿意去看这样的一种电影。
But he was in a situation that he was there with the group and they watched the movie.
那但是他在这样一个光景当中，他是在一群朋友当中一起要看电影。
And it wasn't horrible. The movie came to an end and it had some positive, artistic value to it. But we don't need to talk about that.
那也许那个电影本身在结尾的时候也还有一些正面的艺术的意义。
But this young person, drove home and these thoughts, these ideas of this movie kept rising up in his mind.
但是在他回家以后，这个电影里面的这些镜头或者说这些思想不断的在这个年轻人的心里面翻滚。
And this young person wasn't necessarily scared, but it was just these thoughts coming up in his mind.
虽然不是害怕，但是这个年轻人觉得这些思想还一直缠绕在他的脑子里面。
And I think we've all experienced this before when you lay down, you're ready to go to bed, but your eyes are about this big.
那我想大家都有这样一个经历，当你躺在床上的时候，准备睡觉，但是你的眼睛却睁得大大的。
And this young person knew that he was not going to fall asleep.
所以这个年轻人知道他也许睡不着。
And so he just started quoting Psalm 23.
所以他就在那里唱诗篇23篇。
The Lord is my shepherd.
神是我的牧人。
I shall not want.
我不必无所缺。
And went through it and then recited it again.
他一遍又一遍的在唱。
And eventually the word of God came to his ears, washed his mind, washed his soul, and he was able to find peace.
所以最后神的话语来到他的心里，来洗净了他的心，也洗净了他的脑，所以他就在神里面得到平安。
He was able to hear actively from the Lord.
他可以主动地听见神的话语。
Now, I can't see anyone here because everyone's at home, but I wonder how many of you are turning to your children or turning to your spouse and saying, see, that's why you shouldn't watch those things.
那也许我在这里看不见大家，但是也许这个时候你正好对你的配偶或者儿子说，
I told you,
你看，你不能够看这个电影。
I told you movies were bad.
我告诉你电影是不好的。
I told you this was bad.
我告诉你这个是不好的。
But let's just stop for a minute.And instead of doing this, let's do this.
那让我们现在先停一下，不是把手指向别人，而是指向我们自己。
What fills our heart?
我们心里充满的是什么？
Maybe it's not a horror movie.
不是一个恐怖片。
Maybe it's Fox News.
也许是福斯电台的新闻。
Maybe it's the Wall Street Report.
也许是华尔街的一个财报。
Maybe it's a fear of what's happening at work.
也许是工作当中所发生时的恐惧。
Do you realize when we go to work and we're unsettled and unhappy with our boss or our secretary or our coworkers, we're entering into a horror film?
那你有没有意识到，当我们去上班的时候，如果我们心里和我们的老板、秘书、同事没有平安的话，我们其实就是进入一个恐怖片。
It's the same thing. Judgmental hearts, jealous hearts, covetousness hearts. It's entering in here and it's keeping us from having rest.
所以我们心里的审判、嫉妒、 就让我们进入这样一个光景。
And I have no doubt this is where Simon was when he was living there in Galilee.
所以当西门当初住在加利利的时候，他就是活在这样的一个光景里面。
Oh, the pressures of fishing.
他作为渔夫有这样的一个压力。
You drop the net and you don't know if it's going to be full, half full or empty.
当你把鱼网撒下去的时候，你不知道打上来会是全满的、半满的还是空的。
And when he goes home and he has a full load of fish, he doesn't know how he's going to handle a wife who wants to buy extra things because of what a prosperous catch he has.
所以当他打了很多的鱼的时候，他回家不知道他的妻子是不是要去买别的东西，因为他们突然就打到了很多鱼。
Or he comes home, Simon comes home and he has no fish, and his mother-in-law says, "You didn't work hard enough today."
那也许他回到家没有鱼，那他的岳母就会说：“你今天没有努力工作。
”Oh, everyone was talking politics at the time there on Galilee.
那加利利的时候，很多人都在讲地上的所谓的政治。
Simon lived in a poor town.
西门住在一个贫穷的村庄。
And there was animosity against the town that was just a few miles away. That was a very rich town.
他们也不喜欢那个旁边啊附近的一个富有的村庄的人。
It says in Acts and several other places, people knew that Simon was from the poor town because of his accent.
那因着他的口音，人家也知道西门是从一个贫穷的村庄出来的。
Peter probably got involved in the politics of the Sanhedrin.
而彼得他也许是在犹太公会的政治当中有参与。
Judging the Pharisees, judging the Sadducees.
那他来审判那些法利赛人。
And boy, the politics of the Roman Empire and the Herods.
那所以那个希律王和所谓的那些罗马的统治者。
But we're thankful for the story of Simon.
但是我们为着西门的故事感谢主。
Because instead of allowing all these things from the outside to fill him and to cause...fear and frustration and confusion, he started listening and hearing more keenly.
所以他不让外面所有这些事来搅扰他，他可以很清晰地听到主的话语。
And so the first point to answering the master's call is to come into his name, his Simon name, and to hear that call.
所以第一件我们要说来回应主的呼召，就是要回到西门他这个名字的本身，他的意义就是听见。
And he heard, repent.
他听到说要悔改。
Behold the Lamb.
你要看那神的羔羊。
And there was something there about that call.
那在主的呼召里面有这样的一件事情。
And Simon left and sought out John the Baptist, who was making this call.
那所以西门就去找施洗约翰。
And I'd like to say that when he met John the Baptist, his heart was changed a little bit.
所以当他遇到施洗约翰的时候，他的心已经被改变。
I believe he experienced Matthew 11:28.
我想他已经经历到马太福音十一章二十八节里面所说的。
Matthew 11:28 is a reminder that we read earlier. It says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
马太福音十一章二十八节里面说到，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Now to be clear here, Simon continued to listen. He's like, "I want rest. I want peace." So John, should we follow you?
所以我们看到西门在这里面说他要得安息，要得平安，他就问施洗约翰说，我们是不是应该跟从你。
And John of course was very clear and say, it's not me, it's Jesus, it's one who comes after me, whose sandals I am not worthy to touch.
所以当然施洗约翰很清楚地告诉他，不是我，而是耶稣，因为耶稣是后来的，我连给他系鞋带都不配。
And then, of course, Simon has this opportunity to have this very brief touch with the Lord Jesus.
所以我们可以看到西门被主虽然是很短暂的摸到。
And this brief touch was one simply that Jesus looked at him and said, Simon, son of Jonah, you shall be called Cephas, which is translated Peter.
耶稣对西门说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法，基法翻出来就是彼得。
Oh, this was a wonderful touch.
这是何等美妙的一个摸着。
The appointed one, the one who was prophesied has come to earth.
那说预言的，那被膏的来到地上。
And Simon responded to this call.
而西门向这样的呼召有了回应。
But it wasn't a complete response.
但这个不是一个完全的回应。
Because it says, and Simon went home.
这边说到西门回家。
It was as though he was satisfied having a touch with the Lord.
那他也许因着主的摸着而感到心满意足。
What happened with Simon is he had been given a promise and he latched onto the promise and not the person of Jesus.
所以我们看到西门得到这样一个应许，他就紧紧地抓住这个应许，而不是这个应许的人。
And so he goes back to his town on the shores of Galilee.
所以他回到加利利那个边上的一个村庄。
And he starts functioning on the promises of Jesus.
所以他就因着耶稣的应许而行事。
Fishing was still a struggle.
虽然打鱼还是很辛苦。
But he probably said, I'll continue to fish because the Savior is here and all things will work together for good.
但是他说，也许我继续打鱼，因为我们有了救主，所以慢慢的都会好起来。
And even if it doesn't work well, at least the Savior's here and eternity will be good.
那也许说最差的光景，因着我们有救主，至少我们可以有永恒的希望。
And in his home life, there was probably turmoil, just because every family does have turmoil.
也许在他家庭生活当中有了这样的一个大的改变。
But he rested on the promises of Jesus being on this earth.
但是他安息在主的应许的上面。
And what Simon was most interested in, probably, was to see how Jesus was going to fix the politics of the Roman Empire and the Jewish Herods.
那所以，西门也许愿意看到主怎么样来改变这个罗马的统治和叙利王的政治。
And Simon is such a go-getter. We know that about him. He's energetic, impulsive, talkative.
那我们可以看到西门他很愿意说话，他也很快的会 他也很快的会行动。
He probably loved going to local religious meetings.
他也许喜欢去附近的宗教的会议。
He loved to talk about Jesus.
他也喜欢来谈论耶稣。
He probably loved telling his testimony.
他也许愿意做这样的一个见证。
And these are all very good things.
这些都是好事。
I'm sure many people loved to hear that Simon went and saw John the Baptist and then eventually was led to Jesus and Jesus gave Simon a new name.
那我们也许很高兴地看到西门他去找施洗约翰被带到主的面前，主也给了他一个新的名字。
But somehow Simon knew there was something missing.
但是西门觉得还少了一件事。
He lacked power from within.
他里面没有能力。
There weren't a whole lot of people that wanted to have the same experience that Simon did.
没有很多人愿意得到像西门一样的经历。
And I just want to stop there and ask ourselves, do we experience that type of Christian life?
那我们愿意来停下来问一下我们自己，我们愿意有那样的一个基督徒的经历吗？
Do we go to a Tuesday meeting, a Wednesday meeting, a Friday meeting, a Thursday meeting?
我们是去星期二、三、四、五的聚会。
But it seems like it's just the same old talking about Jesus, but we're lacking the power at home.
那也许是同样的来讲论耶稣，但是在我们的家里根本就没有能力。
We have no victory in the workplace, and yet we're going to go to the meetings.
在工作当中也没有得胜，但是我们还是去聚会。
Surrounded by stress in the household.
在家里还是充满了各种的压力。
And this, I believe, is when Simon went back to that meeting with Jesus.
所以这就是西门当时回到耶稣面前的光景。
Simon, you are Cephas, you are Peter.
那耶稣对他说，你要称为基法，彼得。
And as Simon was reflecting on this, he went to work, and we get to the story in Luke chapter 5.
那所以当西门听到这些话的时候，他就回去工作，我们就看到路加福音第五章里面的故事。
Simon had heard.
西门听见了。
Simon had been called.
他被召。
But he lacked the next step.
但是他没有下一步。
He was not one of the chosen.
他不是被选的。
Now you might say, well, it seems like Jesus did choose him.
那你也许说，等一下，耶稣是拣选了他。
Well, the Lord did choose him.
是的，主拣选了他。
But Simon had to act on that choosing.
但是主啊，西门要被。
It's a strange way of saying it, but you have to choose in order to be chosen.
那也许是一个很奇怪的是说，你必须被选，在你被选之前。
And Simon gets to his year 2020.
那所以西门就进入了他的2020年。
He gets to that crisis.
他进入了这样的一个危机当中。
He fishes all night.
他整夜打鱼
and he has absolutely nothing to show for it.
他没有打到任何的东西。
Now, I'm not a fisherman.
我不是一个渔夫。
I don't have the patience for it.
我甚至没有啊耐心成为一个渔夫。
I don't know how Simon had the patience for it.
我不知道西门如何会有那样的耐心。
But I doubt there was ever a time that Simon didn't catch a single fish.
那我想有很多次，也许西门连一条鱼都没有打到。
I mean, I think in his impulsivity, Simon would have jumped out of the boat, grabbed one fish and thrown it on the ship, so at least he could say, I caught one.
那也许很多的时候，西门他就会回到岸上，随便扔一条鱼在船里面说，哦，我至少打到一条。
But he caught no fish that night.
但是那一天他连一条鱼都没有打到。
Do you realize that's a miracle?
你认识到这是何等的一个奇迹。
We don't always like those type of miracles.
我们很多时候不喜欢这样的奇迹。
There were no fish.
因为没有鱼。
Just like there's no answers to the year 2020.
就像我们今天对2020年没有任何的答案。
And Simon was undone.
所以我们可以看到西门被重新制作。
No fish.
没有鱼。
What is my wife going to say?
那我妻子会说什么呢
？What is my mother-in-law going to say？
我岳母要说什么
？I love how the Word of God is so practical。
我真的很喜欢神的话语是那样的实用。
If you're married, you've had a run-in with your spouse。
那当然，你如果结婚了，你就知道有的时候和配偶的交通。
If you have an in-law, you've had a problem with an in-law。
那也许你有岳父母就会也有问题。
And so has Simon。
那西门也是一样。
You know, he grew up with James and John and Andrew.
他和安德烈他们一起长大。
I'm sure they were arguing about why there were no fish.
那他们之间也许会这种人说为什么没有打到鱼。
And all of a sudden, all of his responsibilities welled up upon Simon.
那突然所有这些责任好像都落在西门的肩上。
I can't even pay my taxes.
我甚至都不能付税。
I can't do anything.
我不能做任何的事情。
I thought the Roman Empire was going to be overturned by this in this time, and I can't even fish.
那我想也许到今天的话，那个罗马帝国应该已经被推翻，但是我在这里连鱼都打不着。
Has my experience with the Lord changed anything?
我跟主的经历在我生命当中改变了任何事情吗？
And so Simon is in his 2020 year.
所以西门就在他的2020年。
And this would be a good opportunity for Simon to say, well, tomorrow will be a better day.
那也许西门可以说明天会更好。
I know you have all heard it, but how many times have you heard someone say, wow, 2021, it's almost here.
那我不知道你有没有这样的经历，有很多人会说，哦，2021年马上就要到了。
I can't even tell you how many times I've heard it.
我甚至都不能告诉你我已经听见多少次了。
I'd like to say us as educated human beings realize that there is no difference between December 31 and January 1.
就着我们的教育来说，我们应该认识到今年的12月31号和明年的1月1号没有什么任何的区别。
But somehow we have that thought.
但是我们心里面会有那样的想法。
How many of us have thought this week, the vaccine's almost here?
那也许你今这个星期会想，哦，那个啊，疫苗马上就要到了。
We're one mutation away from that vaccine doing nothing.
那也许我们就只是在完全在等那个疫苗。
Now I speak as a fool again because I'm no scientist.
我也许是一个愚人，因为我并不是科学家。
But I don't think Pfizer is going to thwart the Lord's plan.
那我不知道瑞辉那个药厂它是不是会来搅扰神的计划。
If the Lord wants the pandemic to continue, he will allow it.
如果神愿意让这个疫情继续，他会。
And so, my prayer this morning is we would all see that we have caught no fish this year.
所以今天愿神让我们每个人都看见我们今年打鱼并没有打着什么。
Are we willing to say, Lord, we have heard your voice. Lord, we have been called, but we sit here powerless.
也许我们可以向主说，主，我们听见你的呼召，但是我们坐在这里没有能力。
And in his faithfulness, the Lord calls.
但是在他的信实当中，神会来召我们。
And I love this statement.
我喜欢这样一句话。
Our Lord is such a gentleman.
神是这样一个绅士。
Simon, may I use your boat?
他对西门说，我可以用你的船吗？
Simon, may I use your boat?
西门，我可以借用你的船吗？
I wonder if Simon's first thought was, well, sure, yeah, because he's only borrowing it.
那西门也许他第一个想到的是啊，他只不过是借用一下而已。
You know, the Lord isn't in the borrowing business.
但是其实主不是借用。
He's a smart, shrewd businessman.
他是那个主人。
He's into ownership.
他要拥有。
When the Lord says, may I have your boat, he's going to have it and he's going to keep it.
当主说我可不可以用你的船，他要用，也要归他所有。
Jesus says to Simon, Simon, are you willing to do something that you're not comfortable with?
他就问西门说，你是不是愿意做一些事你会感到不舒服的？
You realize that Jesus has gathered a huge crowd.
那你可以认识到耶稣当时有很多的人聚集在他的边上。
This huge crowd is about to watch Peter lower his net and catch nothing.
那他们就要看到彼得他打网下去却打不着任何东西。
Talk about an embarrassment.
那你看到有这个比让人更羞耻的事吗？
Do we realize that? Peter knows he's about to embarrass himself and catch nothing in front of the people.
那我们知道彼得当时他就认识到他还在众人面前受羞辱。
Are you willing to be a fool in front of the crowd?
你愿意在一大群人的面前成为一个傻瓜吗？
Are you willing to humble yourself?
你愿意谦卑你自己？
Are you willing, Simon, to put my word to the test?
西门，你愿意把我的话语来经历这样的试验吗？
And Simon took up the call.
西门就接受了这样的一个呼召。
He chose to be chosen.
他选择来成为那个备选的。
And he said, Lord, this is your word, I will do it.
他对主说，这是你的话语。
And we know the story because we learned it when we were little kids. The nets came up and there were more fish than the men could handle and it practically sunk two boats.
那我们看到当他们那个渔网上来的时候，鱼是那么多，甚至网裂开，两条船都要沉下去。
And this is when Simon came into that calling.
这是西门进入那个恩召的光景。
He said, Depart from me, I am a sinful man.
他对主说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
He had heard repentance.
他听到了悔改。
He could talk about repentance.
他甚至可以讲到悔改。
But now he bowed down and repented.
但是他现在跪下来悔改。
And if you look at Luke chapter 5 carefully, he says, Master.
你如果看路加福音第五章比较仔细的话，他这边说到主啊。
Simon is willing to lose everything.
西门愿意放下一切。
And Jesus knows how serious this is.
那主耶稣也知道他是认真的。
We need to read it very carefully because the first thing Jesus says is, Simon, do not be afraid.
那耶稣对西门说，不要怕。
The Lord knows that if we answer this call, it's not going to be easy.
主知道我们来答应这个呼召的时候是不容易的。
And he knows we're human.
他知道我们是人。
And he knows that we're going to be fearful.
我们会害怕。
But he says, I'll take care of the future.
但是他说，我会掌管明天。
And we know how that story ends.
我们知道那个故事是如何结束的。
And Jesus said to Simon, Do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men. And when they had brought their boats to the land, they left everything and followed him.
耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, this is the beginning of the Lord's walk with his disciples.
所以这就是神，这就是主和他门徒同行的开始。
This is the introduction to the Lord building his church.
这就是神建造他教会的开始。
But every epic story, the epic of the church, starts with an epic line.
所以每一个史诗般的故事都从一个史诗般的开始。
And that epic line is repent.
那这边的开始就是
For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
因为天国近了。
The disciples were stripped of everything.
所以我们看到所有这些门徒他们就撇下所有。
Are we stripped of everything?
我们撇下所有了吗?
What are we holding on to?
我们还抓住什么吗?
Are we willing to take on the new identity of Christ?
我们愿意来抓住主的这个身份吗?
And Simon was willing to do that.
西门是愿意的。
And he begins to come into his name Peter.
他被叫做彼得。
Which is a small pebble chipped off of the rock Jesus Christ.
是从那个岩石上面凿下来一块小石头。
I love that Jesus never stopped calling him Simon.
那我很高兴看到主一直叫他西门。
All throughout his ministry, he says Simon Peter.
他一直说西门彼得。
We still have to hear.
我们今天还可以听见。
But what are we hearing for?
但是我们听见是为着什么?
Are we hearing so that we can become proud?
我们可以听见而因此骄傲吗?
Are we hearing so that we can teach other people?
我们听见可以来教别人吗?
Are we hearing because we want to do good works?
我们听见是我们可以来做工吗?
Or are we hearing that the Lord says, repent?
那还是听见主说你们应当悔改。
I want to own your boat.
我要你的船。
I want to own your family.
我要你的家。
I want to own your financial situation.
我要你经济上面的光景。
The church today,In 2020, in modern era, is very weak.
今天2020年的教会是很软弱的。
And the church is weak today because the church has been built on sinking sand.
因为教会是建立在流沙的上面。
And I read recently a devotional from Watchman Nee, and I appreciated what he said about sinking sand.
最近我在读尼托生弟兄所写的，他说到流沙。
He said, sinking sand is no more than the ideas of man.
所以他尼弟兄说到流沙就是人的主意。
If we're at home and we have an idea that we have not brought before the Lord or heard from the Lord, it's an idea on sinking sand.
如果我们在家里突然有了这样一个想法，这个想法没有经过主
If we gather with the saints and we have some decision making that needs to be done and we weigh the pros and cons, we're building on sinking sand.
那很多的时候我们好像和众弟兄姊妹一起有交通来谈论这个好处坏处, 那我们就是站在流沙的上面。
And I want to end with a very practical way of avoiding sinking sand and instead building on the rock.
那今天结束的时候我要来跟大家交通到我们怎么样来防止这个流沙而是要紧紧的建在主的这个块磐石上面。
We must answer the Master's call.
我们必须来回应主的呼召。
And the Master's call is fresh and new every morning.
而主的呼召每晨都是新鲜的。
If we learn anything in the year 2020,
如果2020年教了我们任何东西的话,
may we see the importance of the Lord's Word.
那就是让我们看到神话语的重要。
I don't know if you can see this at home.
我不知道你在家里可不可以看见。
But this is a summary of our two choices.
这是我们两个选择。
The Word of God.
神的话语。
Or the ideas of man.
还是人的主义。
This is the most powerful tool used by the enemy.
这是仇敌所用的最有力的工具。
This cell phone contains every idea of man.
这个手机里面有人所有的主义。
There's not a thought of man, there's not a deception of man, there's not a thought of the enemy that is missing from what's in my hand right here.
所有人的主义,仇敌的诡计都在这个手机里面。
And this is what's sinking our families.
这让我们的家庭沉沦。
It's sinking our country.
也让我们的国家沉沦。
And it's sinking the church.
也让教会沉沦。
On the other hand, it's the very word of God.
在另一方面是神的话语。
The phone has every idea of man.
这手机有人的所有的主义。
The word of God has the word and the idea of the Alpha and the Omega.
那而这个圣经有神 Alpha 和 Omega 所有的。
He's calling us.
他来呼召我们。
Simon went home and started figuring things out with the ideas of man.
西门回到家,他就用人的方法,人的主义。
But the Lord took a little detour.
但是神让他改变了方向。
He met Peter again.
他再一次来看到,会到彼得。
And he said, I have need of your boat.
他对他说,我要你的船。
And from then on, Peter could hear the word of the Lord.
从那个时候开始, 彼得可以听见神的话语。
And though he faltered with some ideas of man, and we know that he's exposed many times in the gospel,
那我们可以看到很多的时候他还是要失败, 还是要用人的主义。
He always came back and said, Lord, where would we go? For you have the very words of eternal life.
但是他还是可以回到神的主的面前说, 主啊, 你有那活的道, 我们还跟从谁呢?
May we answer the Master's call.
愿意我们今天能够回应主的呼召。
Choose to be chosen.
能够选择来被拣选。
And we will find that all the distractions of this world will fade away.
那我们可以看到这个世上所有的一切搅扰都会过去。
And the church will be built on a rock.
教会被建造在磐石上面。
And only then can we see the power of the Lord spreading throughout the earth.
那只有那个时候我可以才能够看到神的大能在这个世上被扩展。
让我们一起祷告。 Lord, we are thankful that you do call us.
主，我们感谢你，你召了我们。
We're thankful that we have ears to hear.
我们感谢你给我们可听的耳。
Lord, we pray that you would silence the craziness of this world, the distractions of this world.
主，求你来 让这个世上一切的搅扰都能过去。
Lord, we truly do pray that we would have this experience that Simon had when he said, Depart from me, a sinful man.
他就像西门一样说, 主啊, 离开我, 我是个罪人。
And that's when Jesus could say to him, Leave all and follow me.
而是从那个时候开始, 主耶稣就可以跟他说, 撇下所有跟从我。
Lord, may we experience that today.
主愿意让我们今天有这样的经历。
May we be washed by the word of God.
让我们被神的话语所洗洁净。
Consumed by your word.
让我们能够被你的话语抓住。
So that we might stand against the ideas of man.
所以我们可以离开人的主意。
Lord, we're thankful that we can all be Peters.
我们都能够成为彼得
Little pebbles
能够成为一颗小石头
Chipped off our rock
是从你的那块磐石上面所
Use us for your sake
为着你
In Jesus' name
奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen